You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Alert, alert, clear all channels.
The Brother Monty Podcast.
Yes, sir. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning slam.
Yo, I remember that. What was that on CW?
CW back in the day.
It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. They couldn't punch each other in the face. They had to straight up wrestle.
Yeah, I remember that. I actually remember that shit.
Yeah, me too.
Damn. That's when CW had all the cartoons on every morning.
That's right. Spectacular Spider-Man and his great glory.
Yeah.
A lot of good shit.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Damn, when you not even mention that, Saturdays used to be the spot, like, every cartoon, like, channel had them. Like, Cartoon Network had them. Oh, bro. I remember, like... I remember, like, when you would miss school, you would be happy. You'd be, like, decent because if you turned the TV on at, like, 9:30, 10, Ed and Eddie or, like, Billy and Mandy or some shit was on TV. So you were like, hi, I'm sick, but, like, I could watch this.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn,
they don't make them like that no more, bro.
No, absolutely not. They definitely don't, bro.
That's why guys like you and I have to rely on Paramount Plus, HBO Max to give us the classics. You know, just in case when we throwing down, we have the blues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Freaking HBO Max got all the Batman stuff that freaking we grew up on. Man, they got the animated series. They got the 2004 Batman TV show series. I love that show.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit was fire, bro.
Of course, Batman Beyond. I love that fucking show, bro.
Yeah. That was pretty good too. That was really good. I'm kind of upset that that new Batman movie that they were gonna do. I mean, not Batman movie. What was it? I forgot what it was.
I think they were gonna do a Batman Beyond movie.
Yeah, with Michael Keaton as old Batman. Yeah, they old Bruce Wayne. Yeah, I heard that got canceled. That kind of really bummed me out. That would've been awesome. That would've been really awesome.
But wait, imagine to see Terry McGinnis in live action for a long
time.
Yeah,
imagine a Batman Beyond live action suit.
That'd be sick. You know what I'm saying? It's a simple suit, but it'd be so sick.
Yeah, because in the cartoon, they talk about how the suit is OD enhanced. So you can, especially in 2023, you can OD with the, especially it's Bruce Wayne's suit. Like, he's rich. You can OD with it technically if you want to, because the suit itself is advanced. Like, they said it. So, oh man, yeah, that bummed me out, but. Whatever.
For real. Me too, man.
Whatever, but...
I mean, hopefully we get it. Hopefully we get it sooner than later.
Maybe James Gunn picks it up. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But, hey, everybody. Good morning. Hope you guys had a good week. We are back with another weekly mayhem. Brooklyn Power Trip in the building. You know, you already know.
You already know what's good.
Yes, sir. You know, busy week, but wrestling was good for me again this week. It was really good. I
enjoyed every show this week.
Like, I feel like every show, no matter what it is or anything, is gonna have like one or two flaws that you're just not gonna be happy with, or you just, you know, you don't agree with. That literally happens. Like, it's really rare where you can come across a show when, like, or come across something like, you have zero complaints. Like, shoot, I have to like watch, bro. I have to watch like 2001 to 2003, 4, like 5 Raw and SmackDown episodes on Peacock to me to be like, damn, this is when you had zero complaints. Like,
yeah,
but like, yeah, no, this past week of wrestling, there wasn't really much complaints for me. Monday night was pretty good. NXT wasn't bad at all. I really liked, I was telling Wifey this the other day. I was like, yo, the only reason why I really like NXT is because I really enjoy the tag teams. They have a plethora of tag teams. And like you was, then like how you would always tell me, people don't seem to realize they could be green or they could be someone who is polished in NXT, just getting the reps just to get recognized in the States or what have you. A lot of them have gimmicks.
A lot of them got gimmicks, yeah.
A lot of them got gimmicks. Like I told you, I like Brooks and Jensen. I like how real they feel. Like,
yeah.
They seem like ordinary people who got jobs. Like, they own a family-owned bar. And they like to wrestle. And they're good. And WWE, a company like WWE, took notice. And they got good. But they still keep, like, when they can, they keep, you know, they keep to their family-owned bar. Like, I like that. And they do skits there. I like that. That's cool. They got... They got Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly is the flamboyant heel that everybody wants to hate because they're annoying. Like,
yeah.
But they're good.
They're
like,
good. Yeah, they're good.
Like, I like the tag teams. They got the Creed brothers. I'm a big fan of Julius. Like, yeah. So,
And this year?
Yeah.
Remember, I used to shit on those guys all the time 2 years ago. I like Beer and Sangha. It took me to appreciate both of those guys apart. And then they brought them back together, and I'm like, damn, like these guys are fucking monsters, man.
You know what it is? You know what it is, RJ? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be real with you. They got rid of the stereotypical like Indian shtick.
Yeah, but
there's no paint on the forehead. I don't like that. It don't. Listen, I'm gonna be real with you. Mm-hmm. You can kind of tell what somebody is ethnically just by looking at them, in a sense. Okay, I don't need his country's flag painted on his forehead, okay? To me, that's disrespectful to him.
Maybe it was his decision. Do we know that that was a company decision or his decision?
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
Like, we can say that, but, like, if it was his decision or their decision to do that, then you gotta apologize to the company.
True,
some people do want to wear their heritage on...
That's true. That is true. Cause like, I feel like every time they get somebody internationally, they always gotta go for that stereotypical country heel gimmick. I hate it.
Yeah.
Like,
and I like Vera Sangha. They're two big guys that they know they can fuck people up, but they have respect at the same time. Like, it's unique with these guys.
Right. You know? Yeah. No, you're so right.
And but then they bring Jinder Mahal into the picture, and he's like, "No, you can't be doing that." It's like, no, I think you can. Out of here, bro.
Yeah.
You better take away the only unique thing. Well, not the only unique thing, but one of the unique traits about them being heels, period.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Jinder.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I noticed that Tuesday. He came out of nowhere and, like, told him, oh, you guys, I don't do shit with respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't like that. Oh my God. Like I said, with NXT, my boy Axiom, he gets it. That shit he said, yo, in that segment with, fuck, who was it? Who was he talking to? Damn, he was talking to somebody in backstage. Oh, it was Apollo Crews. And he was like, ah, man, can't you tell the look on my face? And, like, he looked away, and, like, it was mad funny because Apollo was like, yeah, I can. Like, he couldn't tell, but it was, Axiom gets it, man. I love that guy. That's my favorite.
He's owning the gimmick.
He is, and I love how he's adding his own flair to it. Yeah, bro, he pulled up in the turtleneck with the gold chain, and he still had the mask on. Like, and he's adding entertainment little aspects here and there. He's not trying to OD with it, but he's like flirting with it, putting it out there, like trying to be funny with the mask. Like, he's trying to he knows he has the mask. He wants everybody else to like his mask too. So, like, I don't know, man. He's cool.
Like you said, he's having fun.
Yeah, he's cool, bro. I like it. And
they bring him back, Tyler Bate.
Yeah, they bring him back, Tyler Bate. He's coming
That's
back.
Big. That's big.
Yeah.
They need another babyface, and Tyler Bate's that, man. He's That kid's so fucking good, bro. So he's fucking British Superboy.
Yeah, and he's and like I remember when he first came, he was young. So like,
man, he's only 25, I think.
Yeah. So
if
like,
I'm, if I'm 28, he's got to be like at least 25.
Yeah, see?
So, like, he's so... That dude's so fucking good, bro. And they brought back Gallus. Now, Gallus...
I don't fuck with Gallus, bro.
Yeah, I saw you and Jason's conversation about the timeline.
Yeah.
And I agree with him in the sense where we have the brawling roots now. I don't...
He's right.
I fuck with the Coffee Brothers, right? I like the Coffee Brothers. I don't care for Wolfgang like that. Like, I don't... Wolfgang to me is just, I would rather just have the Coffee Brothers be a tag team. They're two big guys. They need other bruisers. And I think you can use that, but I don't fuck with all three members. I just fuck with the Coffee Brothers.
What?
Those are two bad motherfuckers, bro. But to Jason's point, you got the Brawling Brutes who are pretty much doing the same gimmick.
Literally. And they're over at that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what are you doing different? Coming out to music and
nothing else. Yeah, look like, more serious. Like okay,
like, what is it? But right. Like I said, I would rather have the Coffee Brothers. Honestly, get rid of Wolfgang. He's he gives me the heebie-jeebies. I heard some nasty shit about him, but but I like the Coffee Brothers though. Like I think. Mark and Joe, there's something there, especially with Joe. I think Joe is the brother that didn't show up the other night. Like Joe's good. Like Joe's really, really good. He had that great match with Pete Dunne a couple of years ago. That was really good. And he had another good one with Walter. So, like he's a good wrestler. And I see why they kind of push him as a single, and then push the other brother Mark with Wolfgang as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like get Wolfgang out of there. Like, you can use the Coffee Brothers like they're using the Creed Brothers right now.
Yeah, like, it's true.
When they wrestle together, and then Julius have his singles matches here and there, and then Brutus they have his. You can do the same thing with the Coffee Brothers. When you need them as a team, slap them together as a team.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm really glad Julius Creed doesn't have one of those squeaky voices when he does promos.
Nah, he sounds like a man.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy because, like, I told like yo, I really feel like he's like baby. They misjudged Parker Barnell. The real baby Brock is Julius Creed.
Nah, he just looks like fucking Brock Lesnar in a sense where he's got the blonde hair,
yeah,
baby face, kind of like Brock Lesnar had going on there.
Yeah,
Parker Julius Boudreaux is not even in fucking Brock Lesnar shape.
Word.
He's got the pants cut on him.
Julius Creed though, that dude got the strength and speed of
my
Brock.
Man. Julius and he's slimmer. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, OD, bro.
Like, the way he tosses guys around with ease. And I don't know, man. He reminds me of Kurt and Brock. I see where you're going.
You're right. He OD, because, like, and he could talk. Yeah, I can't wait for his solo run. Like, I know they could be, like five-time tag team champs on the
main roster. Yeah, we gotta let them get there first, Monty.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, they gonna be that five-time, six-time tag team champ. Once he goes solo,
yeah, I see it. But
OD.
he's gonna have to eventually evolve from being just a collegiate guy too.
OD,
because you don't want that stigma as well. But
you were saying it last week, bro. I seen it. I saw it Tuesday a little bit. Didn't show much, but I saw it. Enough with the singlets.
Yeah, everybody need moms got a singlet.
Everybody got the singlet. I can't do it no more.
The Creed Brothers got singlets. Fucking Damon Kemp's got singlets. The two dudes I was telling you about last week was wearing singlets.
Yeah,
my
I can't.
God damn,
yeah,
everybody
much.
Need moms.
Too much.
Collegiate wrestler,
just bro. wear the shorts then. Do the shorts when how Kurt Angle used to do for a while. I remember that shit, son. Yo, I don't understand what it was back in the day when like a bunch of wrestlers used to do random attires, but they used to do crazy ones. Like, I deadass, me, wifey and I was watching WrestleMania 2000, and Kane had the reverse, his original gear, but the reverse colorway. Like, the red on top, black on bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, my, bro. I looked it up. He only wore it for, like, 5-6 months. I don't understand why. That shit was the... Oh my god, it was
so
beautiful.
The gear he came back in 2000.
Remember when Paul Bear used to wear the red blazer on top, and then Kane's outfit, it was the red on top, like with the one sleeve, and then the black on the bottom, bro. That shit was so fire, bro.
That gear was sick.
Oh my god.
That was my favorite Kane attire.
And then by the beginning of 2001, he went back. I was just like, why? That shit
went back, and then later on, the sleeveless.
Like, yo, Kurt Angle, deadass had, at one point he had the white like shorts, like the white like not, it weren't they weren't trunks, but he had like white short shorts, and he had like holographic stars on them. Like, bro, why'd you get rid of that? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, oh my, yo, bro, they used to, and then Triple H too, like, I tweeted the other day, I'm like, yo, I know most people didn't like his, like, World Heavyweight title reign when he was in Evolution, but you gotta admit, he was coming out with the drip when he used to rock, like, the purple trunks, the red trunks. I mean, wife and I were just watching Bad Blood, bro, when he fought Kevin Nash, didn't even know he fought Kevin Nash, the brawl, and the matching blue boots, the shit was fire.
Yeah, I had that purple figure with the purple attire. I had that. Oh,
that's Chris, bro.
Yeah. The clean shaven. That's when he was.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Yeah. Like, and even at WrestleMania 20, I really can't talk about when he had the white boots, and like the Triple H sign was like OD white.
Oh yeah,
bro.
That was dope.
Yeah, OD, bro.
You and Triple H rocking the biker shorts that one time.
Yo, I remember the biker shorts. But people don't understand. He was injured. That's why he did shit.
Yeah. No, definitely. He had a groin.
Yeah,
he was even crazy for even doing that match, honestly.
Bro, he had, like, he said that he had something in the compression shirt on top of it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro, he's a trooper. He's a trooper. Like, them shits was ugly. I don't give a fuck. Them shits was ugly. But hey, he was injured. What'd you expect?
Right. But I agree with you, though. Like, I think everybody needs to step away from the singlet. If you're in good shape, just wear fucking trunks.
That's what I'm saying. Wear trunks. Or wear the Goldberg shorts. Get yourself a little design.
Yeah, the Creed brothers don't need to be wearing singlets. They're in great shape. Both of them. Even Brutus. Brutus got abs.
Yeah, he got slimmer. So like, that's what I'm saying, bro.
A fat dude. He's some fucking like.
He's brawler, bro. Like, yeah, he's Aki. Yeah, you're right. He's
but Aki. Damon Kemp, you know, he might want to keep a singlet on though. My man packing a keg, bro.
Yeah. So like, not. But
no, he wears a singlet. But everybody
you
knows.
Get me. Come on. Yeah, you get me with the attire. Y'all need your own identity. Get something that matches out. Back in the day, these dudes was deadass doing some shit every week. Chris Jericho, bruh. Chris Jericho he had drip, bruh. Like, what? Like,
the lightning trunks. The
lightning trunks. He used to have the pink and, like, the kind of candy and pink trunks. Oh my god, them shits was fire. Then he used to rock he used to have, like, the jacket, the pink jacket, and then the pink pants, bro. Chris Jericho's gears was crazy back then too, bro.
My favorite Chris Jericho attire was the one where he had like when he did the Jericho pose, and it was like, you know how in certain churches they have the window that's all colored?
Yeah.
Like, he had that on his trunks with him doing the Jericho pose.
That's fire.
One of my favorite fucking attires.
That's fire.
I think it was when he was fighting The Rock, the Royal Rumble 2002, I think. I think he wore that on that show. I'm not sure, but I know he wore it when he was undisputed champion.
You may not be wrong, because wife and I just watched that Royal Rumble. We just watched that fucking match, bro. So I'm trying to. He might have. Honestly, he might have. He had crazy ass gear, bro.
Yeah, he had
the baby blue gear, but it looked like sequins. So that shit was like glittery as fuck.
Oh, you talking about the one he wore at WrestleMania 19?
Yeah, and then Jericho lettering was like light pink, bro. He was on one. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, even Christian, like, to Vince was like a bum. Like, he didn't fuck with Christian, but Christian had gear that was like fucking unmatched.
Yeah, he did, man.
And he was like the ultimate mid-card guy. And his drip was insane, bro.
It
like
was.
Come on, man. These wrestlers need to find something. Like Ricochet found something. He rocks his nice little gold link. He rocks some ones. He rocks his fucking tights. There you go. He good to go. That's fine with me. That's fine. People associate with his kicks. Like, that's it. Like, for real. Like, people need to do that. People need to really do that, man. Top dollar meal, get skinnier clothes. My man got skinnier. You need a tank top, dog.
Yeah, I'm mad we didn't get a follow-up last night.
Yeah, me too, man. I wish. But you know what? It's okay. They're rotated.
They, they dropped a diss track on Instagram.
Yeah, and he posted it on Twitter. That's my only thing. He need to learn to rap on beat. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, it was kind of, the lyrics were nice.
No, his lyrics aren't bad, RJ. He just don't know how to rap on beat.
Beat, yeah.
Yeah, he don't know how to rap on beat.
Yeah. Are you right? No, you're right.
That's it.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, the lyrics are good. It's just that his flow is not connected with the beat.
Yeah, his delivery sucks.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, it is what it is. Like, some people just aren't meant to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
You're right. No, you're right.
It is what it is. But yeah,
okay,
I'm kind of mad that we didn't get a follow up on that.
I want to talk to you about something real quick right before we get into SmackDown, okay?
Right.
AEW this past Wednesday was pretty decent, bro. I ain't gonna fuck.
It was a hot Los Angeles crowd, man.
Yeah, that shit was popping. Yo. I know people probably be like, no, not you, bro. Not you. Yo, I fuck with Action Andretti, bro. I do. He held his own. I was really scared. Like, you put him in a promo segment with Ricky Starks and Chris Jericho. Oh, my God. You are risking it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
yeah.
You really pushing that envelope, man. Hey, he held his own. He did not flip up any word. People were bashing. Oh, he's just taking, like, he's just being Jericho when Jericho was young. And... okay, he was insulting Jericho. Act like Jericho don't insult everybody named Moms.
Yeah.
And Ricky Starks was doing it too. Like, it's fine. It's totally fine. Jericho should be getting roasted. His old ass. This ain't Chris Jericho like I was just talking about RJ when he had the drip. No, he don't got no drip no more. This is like, we talked about Chris Jericho. We were like five. We were youngin'. Like, we old ass. We grown ass men now, and Chris Jericho old as fuck now. Like, he deserved to be roasted. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he in that Father Time where he should be getting roasted. He should be like, thank you, I appreciate it, thank you. Like, fuck out of here. Yeah, like, fuck out of here. Like, but I was really impressed by that kid, man. He picked up on off of wherever Ricky Starks left off perfectly. He continued the jokes. The crowd was all over it. Like, that's all that matters. If the crowd's all over it, bro, just keep going. Like, so... I was really happy with that. Am I happy that Ricky Starks is still in this feud with Jericho and he has someone else with him? So, like, it's not even a solo? No, I'm kind of disappointed. I am. I definitely think Ricky Starks should be holding the title at some point. Like, he should be holding some title.
Right. He should have been the one to beat Samoa Joe, bro.
Yeah.
He win the world title. He should have got that TNT title.
Yeah, Darby Allin should not have a second.
That is the picture. Perfect.
You're right.
For this man.
You're right. He shouldn't have a Darby Allin shouldn't have a second reign right now with that belt. Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. Oh, I definitely. He's gonna fight Sting for it. Like,
no, he's fighting Kushida apparently next week.
Well, I mean, that's gonna be a good match, and Kushida's probably gonna out wrestle him, and
he's gonna lose
circles around him. But
yeah, he's probably gonna. Oh, that's
Kushida's gonna lose.
You know what, RJ? That's a stupid match on TK's part. You're gonna make your champion look like a. You're gonna make your champion look like an amateur compared to Kushida.
Kushida's a fucking technical.
That's what I'm saying.
Wizard, bro.
Damn, that's not gonna. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, the only thing Darby Allin's good for is just fucking jumping off and saying, "Oh god,
Jesus, take the wheel." I tell you what, though, Darby Allin's gonna sell his ass off for Kushida, so I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He's gonna make Kushida look like $1 million.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
But hey, man, I like that idea. I wish Ricky Starks beat Joe for the title. Or you know what? It could have. Oh my, RJ.
Yeah, I know, right?
RJ, they could have had shit full circle. They could have had Joe lose the title back to Wardlow, right? Have Wardlow do a promo with Hobbs. Have Hobbs beat him. Then him and Ricky Starks have the promo.
That's what I'm saying.
Full circle.
I got a bone to pick with them, right? They just had a show in California. And Hobbs was not on it.
Isn't he from there?
Yeah, he's from California. Why?
That's crazy.
Why are
bro.
We not putting this man on television?
We
Wardlow, by the way.
We haven't Wardlow. Seen. We haven't, bro. We haven't seen Hobbs full gear, no.
Huh?
We haven't seen Hobbs since full gear, no. Or the Dynamite after full gear.
Yeah. No. No, it was full gear. It was full gear, and they started to show video packages of them.
But
they
that
showed
was
one, and then that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Never again.
Yeah.
What are we doing, man?
Right.
Come on.
Not money.
Him and fucking
bro, they had the friend. They had the rivalry with him and Ricky. They could have had that belt mean something with that feud. You mean to tell me Ricky wouldn't go balls to the wall in a promo against Hobbs for a title, the TNT
right.
title?
Right.
Oh my right. god, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I loved everything they did Wednesday. I thought the show was really good. The crowd was hot. Good shit. Brian and Takeshita, they went out there and had a fantastic match.
Yeah.
But, and I told you yesterday, I had no problems with what I saw on television. But what I'm not seeing on television is my problem. Wardlow, the Hobbs. There's a lot of guys not getting TV time like they need to be getting. And that's my problem. You know what I'm saying? That's my problem more than anything with AEW right now.
Yeah,
and I know, kinda... I get it. Look, not everybody can get pushed. But you mean to tell me that you couldn't have Powerhouse Hobbs on Rampage last night? You tell me you couldn't have Samoa Joe on Rampage last night? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You're in California.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Have some reps.
It's true.
In the home state.
It's true.
Man, what are you doing?
It's true.
And then another thing. I want to say another thing here. Because some AEW fans are kind of like upset that Mercedes didn't show up. First and foremost, she wasn't promised. She wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's what you guys get for A, believing in what you want to believe in, number one. And number two, believing in some of these dirt sheet journalists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who got no credentials whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, come on. You guys set your own selves up for that.
No, you're right. Because... let's think about it for a sec. I guarantee you, if she signed a deal with New Japan, that she's getting paid by appearance. Like, she ain't gonna be wrestling all the damn time. She wants that freedom. She wants the freedom to go do whatever she wants. So, of course, she's gonna probably sign that deal like, yo, I'll wrestle whenever you want me to wrestle. Give me the date, and you pay me per time I wrestle. That's it. And they probably were like, okay, fine.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, too, New Japan is not gonna let her do a match with AEW
as her first match
outside of the WWE. No
right.
way, no right. how. No sir, no way. Ain't happening.
Right. I guarantee you, she's probably gonna fight. What's she gonna fight? Kairi Sane for the belt?
Yeah, she's gonna fight her at the Battle of the Valley.
Exactly. So people are stupid, bro. But listen, this is my problem too. I'll tell you. They did like 976. I'm happy, okay? But the problem is, I know that's gonna fall next week, no matter what the production of the show.
A lot of people thought that she was gonna show up.
That's the problem, you see?
Worked themselves into believing that she was gonna show up when there was no type of validity in that report, Mike.
Yeah, people believe Brian Alvarez. That's the problem, bro. He toots fans' horns and like he be. I don't know. It's so annoying. I hate that dude too, bro. It's so dumb.
Sometimes I like him. Sometimes he doesn't say some things
that
just pisses me off.
I got into a Sean Ross Sapp yesterday on fucking Twitter because he's talking about like, oh, all these wrestling people putting out false info, this, yada. And in my head, I'm like, bro, you the same. You one of those people. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
I'm like you
and every other freaking wrestling reporter, journalist on Twitter here. Talk about, oh my god, if you hear what I hear, oh my god, these news, all this news. And in reality, you wake up the next morning, put the TV on, watch the stock market, in 30 seconds, the freaking guy on TV just debunks everything you guys are just fucking playing fucking telephone on Twitter. Like, grow up. I put him in his place. He goes, oh, you make no sense. I go, yeah, I'm sure I don't make sense, bro. You're mad incoherent for a journalist. I was like, how about you do something that's a part of your job? Read. You like, he's fucking stupid, bro.
I will give Sean Ross Sapp his credit. He's more right than not with most of his stuff. Every return that he called happened the same night. I will give him credit. He knows more than most. I would even say he's a little bit more credible than Dave Meltzer, dare I say.
No, I'm referring to like the stock market and like niggas about them selling and stuff like that. Like he was that day with the, all the rumors about the Saudi and shit, he was saying bullshit rumors too, like tweeting like eye emojis, like doing the same shit every other reporters was doing. So then for him to go and say tweet that shit about falsifying info and stuff, like, bro, you was a part of that nonsense that day. Yeah, so don't sit here and try to be goody goody. Like, no, don't do that. I saw it.
Like, pick one leg and stay in it.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, that's why he got me tight. And then he was like, oh, you make no sense. I'm like, nah, I don't make no sense because you know I'm fucking right and you don't want to read and fucking be stupid and fucking all that. So I got.
Yeah. I mean, I give Sean Rassap his points for putting JD in his place the other day. But JD was having a meltdown on Twitter.
Man, fuck, man. Listen, bro.
All these guys, bro. All these guys. I'm just like, oh, God, you guys.
But listen, bro. I'm going to tell you, man. My concern is that 976 is going to decrease dramatically, no matter if next week's show is better than this week. That's my problem. You feel me, bro? Yeah. That's the thing. And this is another thing, bro. I'll be real. AEW's internet fans do not reflect their audience. Like,
of course not.
It does not, because it's really weird that Tony Khan is putting out really good wrestling for it's like 5 weeks now, bro. This is like 5 weeks. I've been keeping count. You know me. I've been keeping count. It's been like 5 weeks in a row now.
And I'm backing you up because I've seen my own two eyes too. Like,
right.
It's really been putting on good stuff.
Good shit. Consistent shit that I can watch. But the ratings aren't reflected. So what does that have to tell him when he sits down in his chair before he does the bump?
I knew that was coming.
No, but seriously, what if it's like one of those nights where he's tired or whatever and he's looking at stuff and he's like, all right, well, I try to do it the booking way. It's not showing up. Like, it's not giving me what I thought it would. So then what if he resorts back to the lazy booking, right? And what if he's starting hitting like 950 consistently and it doesn't decrease that much? He doesn't lose 65,000-70,000 views in a week. He loses 12,000. 10,000. Maybe he gains. You know, keeps increasing.
All right.
What is that going to tell him to do? You know what I'm saying? So like,
that's going to tell him to book lazy, bro.
Right. So
I think that's what I was saying last week. I hope he doesn't get discouraged by this, because if so, then he's going to go back to what he was doing before.
You're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Not thinking I don't want that. Okay, things lined up, making sense. Well, apparently people ain't really paying attention, so let me go ahead, book the Young Bucks versus goddamn fucking Private Party next week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And have Young Bucks kill him dead in the middle of the ring.
Oh, give us a random fucking QT Marshall versus yada yada and a random Dynamite.
Big Show. Oh my God.
He used to do that shit. He used to get me so mad. He'll put QT Marshall versus fucking, who would it be? Like, it'll just be like us, like a name that you would want, but you wouldn't want him fighting QT, you know?
I get it. I definitely get it.
Like, I just don't want you. You're right.
Hey, Monty, I've been saying this for a while. The same internet fans that be crying all the time on these message boards, on Twitter, on Facebook, are the same ones that are not showing up when it comes time to really show your love and your support for the company. You wanted to do good so badly, but you're not showing up in the ratings.
You're not showing up
in the merchandise.
You're not showing up
with the pay-per-view buyouts. Because guess what? I see everybody and their mother in these group chats talking about, hey, you got a link to the pay-per-view? Hey, you got a link to the pay-per-view? Hook me up. Bet. And yet, no, they're screaming and crying whenever the ratings ain't looking so good.
Hold up, bro. You got me hated now. You talking about buying pay-per-views? I got a flame real quick. Hold up. Impact had the nerve to charge people $40 and the main event was Bully Ray? That can't be true.
Oh, by the way, Monty, can I give you a result for one of the matches?
Go ahead.
Moose initially beat Joe Hendry for the Digital Media Championship.
Great.
But the new director of whatever the fuck, Santino Marella came out reversing decisions. Who? Santino Marella is the new director of a creative fuck for Impact.
Yeah.
And he fucking reversed the decision. And Moose took another loss on pay per view. Moose is the bum of the week.
It's gotta be the bum knucklehead of the week. Oh my god. Fucking quack.
Right. And also, Jordynne Grace lost her championship last night to Mickie James as well. So, Jordynne, how do you feel about losing the championship to Mickie James?
Well, you know, you see here. Hold on. I'm missing my shot for the night. I feel my bicep deflating. Oh, good. I'm glad she lost. Fuck it.
Jonathan, how do you feel about your wife losing the title?
Well, I'm not very happy about it. And, you know, we shouldn't really sue Impact Wrestling for taking a belt off my beautiful wife. You see, she's such a glamazon. She's such a goddess. Look at her. Look at her arms. They're bigger than mine. Her penis is bigger. Never mind.
He walks off.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought Mickie James was gonna lose and like go like come back to WWE, but I guess not.
I guess not right now. Not right now. I think she's gonna be the one to put Master Slamovich over. Finally, Jordynne Grace should have did it 2 pay per views ago.
Yeah,
but you know, I guess they were holding off Mickie, and I guess they want Mickie because I don't think they want anybody to really boo Mickie. I don't think they want to turn Jordynne Grace heel either. So I guess they're gonna have Mickie do the honors for Masha. Even though Masha's such a badass, though, the Impact fans don't want to boo her, and I don't want to boo her either. So it's like, you know, I don't know, but I think that's the route that they're going with. Masha Slamovich destroyed Mickie James on the way out.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
That's smart. That is smart, though.
But
new dominant champion. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
My vote would have been for Killer Kelly after Masha failed 2 times. They had her fail 2 times in a row, Monty. Jordynne Grace. I hate it.
Bro, Jordynne Grace is a robot. Well, don't you understand? She's not a human.
Let me tell you something.
Her and Cyborg, that Brazilian MMA fighter that
will be that lady's
their best,
ripped
they're best
to
friends.
Shreds.
They were made in the same lab. but seriously though, they OD pushed Jordynne Grace, and it's like it's because she literally injected literally she's like more robotic than fucking Jonathan Gresham.
Jonathan
Gresham, for how small he is, he's pretty jacked, and
yeah, he is.
She's more muscular than him. Come on, bro. There's no way
she's bigger than him. She can pick him up.
Come on. Give me a break. Come on.
She curled that motherfucker.
At least when China was Brock, bro, like in Aki, China was Aki. Like there was no ifs, ands, whats, no way around it.
Absolutely.
So, I just wanted to say that's fucking laughable. They had a $40 pay-per-view and Bully Ray was your main event. Come on, bro.
Well, you know, to be fair, they weren't in the last match, though. But that was a big match that was heavily advertised, though. They didn't go on last. Mickie and Jordynne there went last.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I thought it was good, though.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's one thing I definitely wanted to say. Definitely want to talk to you about real quick. I said it. I want Charlotte to be a babyface. Mm-hmm. I know this may sound mad weird, bro. You know I don't like her.
Right.
What?
You and I both.
But you know what, bro?
Well,
enjoy a real, authentic babyface run. If she is genuine and they push it that way, I can be for it. Because, hey, I'll be real with you, man. Yesterday, I loved that whole segment. Sonya was like, yo, I want my rematch. Adam Pearce was like, you can't get a rematch if you lost. It don't work like that. And then, they were fighting. She found her. They started fighting. Oh, RJ, you would fucking laugh.
Oh, no, I saw it. I saw it. It was good.
Fucking Charlotte, big booty night. And she was like, she goes, okay, I'm done. I didn't even start it. Like,
yeah. Then Sonya just jumps on the top of the crate and punches her,
and then we start fighting again. Like, listen, man.
That was good.
It was great. And look, come on, bro. Look what Charlotte Flair did in 2 weeks. Like, I'm not no big fan of no fucking Charlotte Flair.
Right.
Okay, I'm not. But that is a vet, bro. She had a good like regular match last. She had a regular good regular match last week with Sonya. Now she's furthering the feud with Sonya, and we're probably gonna get a women's championship match at the Rumble, and it's probably gonna be good.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. And let me go back to my point earlier. I don't hate Charlotte or dislike her. I just hated the over push. I just want to correct myself. Charlotte is a great athlete, good wrestler, and everything like that. And me and you for saying for months, if they bring her back, she's got to be like a benchmark wrestler, right? She's got to be the bar for the girls who are green, who might not have the experience, who might be on that level or that gateway to get to that level, but ain't there yet. And that's what they're doing so far with her and Sonya Deville. I love it.
Me too.
That's better than what Ronda Rousey was doing. Sorry.
100 times better. She was just beating everybody down.
I'm not even sorry for that. Because Charlotte's doing what she's got to do, and she's helping elevate Sonya Deville.
Right. She's not losing any the slightest bit of credibility, but she's building a story on her own in her own right. Like, with Sonya. And Sonya
wants the chip, and that makes people forget
Sonya was a legitimate kickboxer before she came. So if you try to tap into that, let them brawl a couple times like that, like they did yesterday, let them keep on doing it. Hey, man, you can't be mad. There's intensity. They clearly show they do not like each other. Like, they're fighting each other. There's no words being exchanged. They're just fighting each other. No, like, so I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And then what was it? Raquel and Liv had a decent match on TV too.
Yeah.
Raquel won. And then I'm pretty sure they had Tegan Nox and Xia Li had a match. They had a match. Mm-hmm. That match wasn't long, but they all had that. Like, the women. I've shit talked SmackDown women's roster for like a month, and yesterday none of them did bad. None of them. Like, they actually showed like, hey, we have potential. Like, don't roll your eyes every time they come on TV. Like, we can actually have good matches and shit. So
that's what they need to do.
That is what they need to do, because they weren't even doing the good matches. They were doing like cringy segments and then having piss poor matches. It was like, oh my god. So that's what I'm saying. I really couldn't complain in that aspect. And oh my god, bro. Did you see what Solo did yesterday?
Yes. I saw what he did on Monday too. Fucking fantastic.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm loving the build of this guy. They are protecting him. They're making him feel special. It's not down your throat. Because I don't know if you noticed much, he has not been pinned yet since he's been on the main roster.
Yeah, I know.
But they're not beating you over the head about it either.
Yeah, I know.
And it's beautiful. I love it.
It's so good because like they even have the commentators be like, this guy's crazy. Like I don't understand why people don't like Michael Cole and Wade Barrett. I love them.
Yeah, I like them.
Michael Cole is very uppity and like happy, but at the same time, Wade Barrett be putting him in his place. Like, hey, don't be. You know who you're talking about. Like, I love that. Like, I love the dynamic.
And I love Wade Barrett be marking out for certain people.
Me too. I do. Because he showed like he's a fan too at the same time. Like,
right.
And I like it because Wade Barrett saw Solo at NXT a little bit before he got a meet Priestess. So it's like, I love how Wade, every time Solo's on, Wade be like he's like head over heels for him. It's so funny. Because, bro, yesterday, like you said, yesterday, people didn't even know where Solo was, and all you see is him just open his arm, go, and then just fucking run and then do it. Like, holy Ubaga. Shit.
Like, Ubaga did that same spot, too. He ran across the timekeeper's desk and did the huge ass splash of, what was it, John Cena, I think?
I think it was John Cena or Bobby Lashley, because I remember.
One of them.
Yeah. I remember Ubaga and Bobby Lashley shit was wild. Their feud was insane, too. Like, really insane. But Nah, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I like Solo a lot. He's really impressive. Like, I wanted to have a title, but at the same time, like, I don't even care. He's so good. Like, it was so, like, bro, the whole part when he did, when he jumped on him, he did the Umaga shit, and then you saw Sammy's face, Sam was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, yo, so good. And, like, Jake was like, yeah, we the ones. And Sammy's like, yo, they killed him. Like, they killed my friend. Like, yo. Nah, bro. That shit was so good. And I mentioned Roman and Drew at Clash was crazy, right? Because they were in the UK. Right? Mm-hmm. When Sammy and Roman fight in Elimination Chamber in Canada? Oh, my God. Bro, that shit's going to go crazy.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. And they were planting more seeds of the turn last night,
right?
With Paul Heyman kind of pretty much lying to Sami Zayn, and that look he gave Sami Zayn after he walked away was priceless,
right?
So they kind of planting seeds there, and Sami Zayn almost beat Kevin Owens before they came out and whooped his ass.
Yeah, I know.
So that's another thing to watch out too. So I'm loving that whole story. I was telling one of my boys at the work. Well, I said at the work, at the job. He likes wrestling too. Me and him was talking about it last night. And I was like, man, this storyline, all these guys that are involved, from Jay to Jimmy to Paul Heyman to Roman to Sammy to Solo, and even now Kevin Owens coming into the equation, all these guys are playing their roles to perfection. How can you look at this and be a wrestling fan and love stories and not love this?
Yeah.
This storyline is so, it's so meant, and all these guys are playing their parts so well, man.
Yeah.
Not a fumble from anybody right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a fumble from anybody right now.
Yeah. No,
it's going to be big. I'm telling you right now. When Sami Zayn crosses Roman Reigns, I don't know if they're going to do the match at the Chamber, or if Sami Zayn is going to be a part of the Chamber. I would have Roman defend one of the titles at the Chamber or whatever, and have him and Sami Zayn be the last two. Roman Reigns beats him. You know, then you do the turn. Ah! Roman Reigns whips his ass and bloodies him in front of everybody in Montreal. You can imagine the heat. And yeah. I mean the heat.
Yeah,
you Solo have to. And fucking Jimmy and Jay finally just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
All along. Oh, man. That. Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna be intense. Watch.
And then you talk about a high-stake tag team title match for WrestleMania, if that's the route that they're going into.
Right. But I heard, bro, the Usos are defending their belts separately, though.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're defending the Raw titles against Judgment Day, and they're defending the SmackDown tag titles against somebody. I forgot who.
They're doing a tournament.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Sheamus and Drew are probably going to win that.
Which, you know what? I'm not mad at that, because the Judgment Day, in my opinion, the Judgment Day needs belts right now.
They do. That's why they're doing
belts
it.
To legitimize them. Dame and Dom as tag team champions right now? I'm good with that. Or even pass it with Finn.
I want it to be Finn and Damian, so that way Finn can be a Grand Slam champion.
I mean, that's cool too, but I think Dom and Dane would be more better for Heat.
I mean, they can always do
Freebird.
They can always do what New Day did. Like,
yeah, Freebird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think either way, like, you can, that can be good. And as long as you have Dominic hiding behind Damian Priest, and that's how they get wins, and that's how they get more heat, to the point where you want to see a babyface team whip their ass, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
People were continuously missing the point on Dominic Mysterio and the purpose of what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Is to make you mad, make you want to see him get his ass kicked. That's what he's doing. He's doing his job. How as a wrestling fan, you hate on that? I don't understand, but whatever. But yeah, that's, I do want to see that. I do want to see Judgment Day. And by the way, we glossed over it. Damian Priest is eating Monday. He was eating.
Oh, that's, yeah. Very good point to bring up. That tag team tournament was intense. I couldn't believe, like, it was actually main eventing, but hey.
That's good.
Damian Priest was balling. Like, he was whipping everybody's ass.
Right. He hasn't looked that strong in a long time.
yeah, since his U.S. title run, but that is that's what I'm saying, RJ. Imagine him and Finn, like they're the ones that, like, when it comes to, like, title defenses, they that's the duo they want to go to. Because let's be real, that's an OP tag team. You got Finn, and then you got Damian as his partner. Yeah. My God,
great big man, little man team.
OD, you got the perfect technical little guy, and you got the perfect big powerhouse brawler, and brawler, striker. My man does that. What was it, the Sons of Heaven or South of Heaven?
South of Heaven choke slam.
God, bro. Oh my God.
They could be ODing with that.
Bro,
shit.
Yo, yeah, he do. He be yoking them, yeah. That shit was popping. And then when he be doing his Falcon Arrow,
he calls it the Broken Arrow.
Yeah, bro, he be throwing them. He don't even be doing the regular, he be just trying to
roll them over. Just toss them motherfuckers
over.
Yeah,
bro, it's just, so like, hey, man, I would be so happy if they give us it. I'll be happy. I'd be happy.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely with it. I'm with it. Like I said, they need gold to solidify them as a group right now.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing they're missing.
I want it. And Rhea should win the Rumble.
Yeah, she should, and she should beat Bianca at WrestleMania.
I totally agree with you. 110%. Yeah, man. She's the only heel, actual heel that they have that has been dominant and has had, she hasn't even had real actual matches like that, but she's been dominant and, her and the Bianca feud makes sense to do.
It does.
So,
they rival each other so well. Kind of like the Charlotte and Sonya feud.
A little bit.
They match each other. I was telling one of the guys this at work yesterday, too. Sonya and Charlotte match each other up well, nicely, physically.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look at them physically, they're both made out of granite, and they both get down physical. And same thing with Rhea and Bianca on the other side. They're both those, probably the two strongest girls in the company. They can believably whip a man's ass. I can definitely see that and believe that. So yeah. I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
I think they only had one match on in NXT. But other than that, they really hadn't had a full fledged feud.
Yeah, so I would do it.
I'm down with that.
And I think it was in the Thunderdome. They were the last two in the Rumble. So
yes,
yeah, they should do it. They should definitely do it. I'm with that. One more match I want to discuss about from last night. To close it out, I guess it makes sense. Braun and Gunther opened up the show for an Intercontinental title, and that was probably one of the best big man matches I've seen in recent years, yo.
I agree.
Braun Strowman is very, very good for a big guy.
He is, I mean, I don't get why he... Yeah, sure, he puts his foot in his mouth, but he can't deny the man his talent.
Yeah, I don't really care for this the bullshit he be spewing on the internet, but when it comes to being a big guy and being because when you're big, it's really hard for you to maneuver in the ring, but he has speed to the point where he can do a lot of moves, man, and he got in shape. He got skinnier to where he was before. Like, he was big before, but now he's still big, but he's slim big now. Like, it's weird. And Gunther's slim big too now. Like, he's not husky no more. So that match was impressive, man. It was really good. Imperium interfered at one point, and it didn't even matter because the match kept going on for a very, very long time past the interference. So I'm very glad they did it that way, because it kind of made the interference, it didn't matter, you know, like, it did, like, because Gunther still won on his own, and he won cleanly, so.
My only issue with the match?
Yeah.
Is the finish.
Oh, he didn't get the powerbomb. That powerbomb
looked weak as fuck, Monty. It looked weak.
Yeah. It definitely was.
I get it. Gunther's not a power lifted guy. That's not his gimmick. So he's not going to be a guy that can hulk up other big guys up like that for that other move he's been using. But I'm going to need Gunther to at least incorporate some type of submission or something. He didn't have to bitch Braun out, but he could have passed him out, and that could have been it. Braun could have went out as the big monster, and, you know, he could have went to sleep in that route. But that powerbomb looked weak as fuck, bro. That's my only problem. Other than that, no complaints whatsoever. Like you said, good physical contest between two big guys. They went out there and showed the world that, hey, we can go too. We can fucking go too. And Braun Strowman can cross up yet another nice big man match off his list. He had one with Omos, and he had one with Gunther. So, yeah. And I think this is also a precursor to one of the rumored matches that we are getting for WrestleMania, supposedly Gunther and Brock Lesnar. I think they wanted to see how well Gunther can go up against another big guy.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that Gunther and Brock match, but Gunther's got to work on another alternative move besides the powerbomb. It's going to be weak like that, because that he scooped up Braun Strowman and just pop, just promptly dropped him and just stacked him up, and I was like, boy.
yep.
But other than that, good match. And Gunther is one of the best Intercontinental Champions we've had. I say the last 10, 15 years?
Probably.
He's totally dominant. The belt looks important. He looks important. He looks like something special. Like, him and the belt are just a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
And, it's perfect run. Perfect run right now. No complaints whatsoever.
Yeah. I agree.
There was something that was on my brain. The Bray Wyatt promo. Interesting promo. Bray Wyatt went back in time. He was Eater of Worlds Bray Wyatt last night, man. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it was cool. He's in like his own little world,
song is starting to make more sense now.
Yeah, it does. It definitely is.
Like, the more you hear the song, the whole everything breaks and shatters. Like, his mind is shattered.
Yeah.
it's making sense now. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else they do next with that. But I know a lot of people aren't too happy about it, just like the other, but I'm looking forward to it. Bray Wyatt's usually his stuff is hokey and over the top, but so what? We grew up on certain wrestlers that were hokey and over the top.
Yeah.
So there's nothing different than we already had seen before.
It's
a new age, I guess, but I'm not giving up on Bray Wyatt. I'm not poo-pooing on him. I'm just letting him cook and let's see what he does. But
yeah.
I'm still looking forward to seeing what they do with what that pitch black match is all about.
Yeah.
Rumble's starting to look real interesting, man.
Yeah, Rumble's like in 2 weeks.
I think Gunther announced himself for the Rumble too, so
he did.
We've got some interesting stuff going on here, man.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely pumped. AEW's doing good stuff. I'm pleased. I'm pleased. Yeah, that Impact pay-per-view, they pissed me off last night. I tried to give it a shot, Monty. I really wanted to come on here for a change and even shock you and be like, hey, Impact put on a great pay-per-view last night.
No. Why would you even dare?
Well, I didn't pay for it. Somebody lobbed me a link. Somebody lobbed me a link as a joke because they know I don't watch Impact.
Yeah, there you go. See? Oh, you would have pissed me off trying to send me that shit yesterday.
Oh, man.
You would have pissed me off. Because I knew it was happening, too. I was like, people are really watching stuff with SmackDown? You guys are stupid. But
yeah, man. Moose losing to Joe Hendry. Moose losing again. What a loser.
He's such a bum.
And I'm pissed off, man. World City Machine Guns, you know, I love them. We love them. They should have lost those belts last night to Chris Bay and Austin. Ace Austin.
They lost them.
They should have lost to Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Should put those guys over. But maybe 1v1, because it was a big old fatal four-way match. So I guess maybe 1v1 or 2v2, they can do it that way. But I'm going to need Chris Bay and Austin. I keep wanting to say Austin Starr. Chris Bay and Ace Austin need to be the tag team champions in Impact right now. Frankie Kazarian also got his release from AEW and signed with Impact. So,
what the fuck?
He wouldn't get any burn in AEW, so he was like, fuck it, let me go back to Impact. Because I ain't gonna lie, Impact didn't use him. And they can use Frankie to help put over some of their I guess they're younger talent.
Or lack thereof.
Frankie Kazarian's your feud with fucking Bubba Ray Dudley.
Oh my god, no, bro. Stop. See? Stop.
Oh, Van Dyke's your feud with fucking Santino Marella.
Oh my god.
Oh no, no, that's Fox the Moose.
Nah.
The Moose can lose again?
Hey, moose go lose to the Cobra. The Cobra!
Think of you, Moose.
Fucking bum. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, everybody. What a career up the toilet, huh?
Yeah, for real. But no, yeah, people, this week was pretty good. We hope next week is good. So we could talk about some good shit.
Yeah, man.
But hey, we can always count on fucking Impact to let me shit on them, man. I love it. That was bad because they fucking suck. That's the part. Yeah, fucking suck.
But what about NWA though?
What? That's even a company still?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Isn't the champion like a politician?
No, he's not a politician, but he's a political commentator.
Like a dinosaur? Isn't that what he was?
Somebody call my mama.
Right?
That's what it was. Somebody call my mama.
Right.
He had two girls with him. One had a big butt, and the other one was a bougie bitch. And I said they were love.
Fucking terrible.
Man, I cannot believe he's the world champion. Out of everybody right now, that guy's your world champion.
Yeah.
And what plan is Impact didn't even put the world title on him.
He sucks.
He does. He's terrible. Like, he is the opposite of Braun Strowman and fucking Gunther. Opposite. He's bad.
Yeah. The complete opposite, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, NWA.
Yeah.
Well, we're in doubt. We got NWA and Impact.
Right, when in doubt, NWA Impact. always ready to be shitted on. Thank you.
LOL Impact. LOL Impact.
The brothers, we love it ever singing.
Somebody said the other day that NWA should buy Impact.
Bro, what?
I was like, wait, what?
Cut it out. Fuck.
You guys are tripping. You guys are funny.
But hey, we hope y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
Absolutely.
You have a pleasant day. Yeah, and
great show, great energy, by the way.
Of course, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but everybody, enjoy your day. We're gonna catch y'all next week on the flip. We got another busy week and everything. So, yeah, everybody, remember, live that life too sweetly.
Too sweet.
Sweet.